opinion are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. Welcome to KFAR. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you have a call-in question or a thought for my guest today, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And this morning, I have Taryn Porter. How are you doing, Taryn?
Hello, David. I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, guess what this event does?
What?
It makes you a repeat offender. Fairbanks, Taryn and Teal came in last year to talk about their winter soiree.
Yes.
And over at?
At the Golden Heart Performing Arts, you know, off of the small side of Phillips Field Road.
Yep. And it's a winter Christmas time classic. You guys put a lot of time and effort into this, a couple months.
Oh, it's actually year round. So we start getting auditions. Anybody out there who's in the performance arts, mm-hmm. the theme is announced late spring. And then we start accepting audition videos. And they are due by the end of May, you know, for that calendar year soiree. And then, you know, coaches are working on stuff or developing classes, game plans. Then the fall semester, we really hit it. So from like September through December, it is intensity, and then literally the last month and a half has been, as they call in theater, hell week. Yeah. We have like hell 2 months.
So what is it, what sort of performance is it?
Oh my gosh, so the Winter Solstice Soiree is this incredible interactive performance that is high impact, high intensity, beautiful, intimate experience that Golden Heart Performing Arts has been doing for about 6 years now. When we opened our new studio, we are able to be that much more intimate with our audience. Mm-hmm. They sit literally right on the edges of our stage.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you got to experience magic.
I'm a frequent flyer of your performances.
You sure are a repeat offender. but also a huge sponsor. Thank you so much. So when we talk about what is soiree, a celebration of the darkest days and the coldest nights in Alaska. The Winter Solstice Soiree is an evening of aerial and acrobatic arts put on by Golden Heart Performing Arts. Since 2015, artists have been gaining skill sets and mobility that make each year more astounding. And P.S. side note, we have over 55 performers this year. It is unbelievable.
Audience, 55 performers?
Yeah, it would have been 56 with me. Audience,
but what
members,
happened?
I broke my leg.
Break a leg, yeah.
I broke both of my legs. Like, who does that without a trauma? But I do, apparently, because Taryn goes all out no matter what. Audience members are feet away from performers, creating an intense and memorable moment. Ambient lighting and a live disc jockey create a state-of-the-art experience. It's only during the one weekend. So we have 7 shows over 5 days. The first one is a school show. It's like our work through all the kinks. You know,
yeah.
It's a learning opportunity.
Your first one out.
Yes. And it's really cool because since it's a partnership with the FACE program, you know, Fairbanks Arts,
yeah.
For the children's education, we're going to be able to like speak to them about the rigging changes, speak to them about the backstage elements of putting on a giant show like this that we would not be able to share with our normal audience. So that'll be very cool.
You know what? What I so like about the program that they've allowed me to host is the annual events that happen in Fairbanks, such as yours, the Nutcracker.
Oh yeah.
The Yukon Quest.
Yep.
The Midnight Sun Baseball Game.
Golden Days.
Golden Days. You know, getting yep. everyone in. This is our community.
Yes.
These are the people putting it on. You got 55 performers. That's a lot of choreographing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And you broke two legs doing it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You took one for the team, Taryn Porter.
I sure did. Oh, my gosh. It's so sad because Mama T, as all of my students, you know, and most of the Golden Heart community yeah. knows me, you know, I'm the one who goes 150%, right?
Yes, you do. And yes, you do. I would never expected that from you. Ever.
So now I'm, you know, off of my feet as much as possible, but I'm verbally coaching. I still have seven incredible dance acrobats who will be performing my choreography, and they range from age 7 to, I think the twins are 13, they might be 12. So we have seven kids from age 7 to 12 or 13 performing my choreo for a piece that we called Magic Makers. So anybody who goes to the show will get to see that piece, and oh man, it's so much fun.
You know, it's interesting, this me thinking, you got injured, so this not only allows but requires other people to step up.
True.
In leadership.
True. It's very hard though, because I am such an experiential person. So
you don't like letting go. You do not like it.
It's not, I mean, on the one hand, I felt like I was letting my kids down, you know? Yeah. And then on the other hand, it's given me an interesting challenge to grow as a coach, mm-hmm. because when you have to 100% verbally coach, it is a whole different experience for everybody, but you can still have incredible success and a lot of really wonderful aha moments. And like you said, it empowers your kids or your students to really embrace it, to own it, put their magic into it. You know, instead of just following along with their leader, mm-hmm. they are now all leaders on the stage. And that's an exciting element.
So 55 people, what's the age groups?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So our youngest is 7. And then I think our oldest would have been me, to be honest, which is kind of ridiculous that I got broken. So I just turned 39, and I don't think there is a soiree performer older than me. But, you know, from 7 to 39, that's a huge range, you know. And these people are doing aerial arts, which is all the suspended-based elements. So it's like aerial sling, aerial split-tail silks. It is trapeze bar. It is lyra, which is the steel hula hoop, you know, that they hang from and bend their bodies all over. In the past, we've had a sphera, which is multiple lyra rings put together to make a globe. You know, it's just incredible. And we've also had straps, you know, which are exactly what they sound like, with just a little hole to hook your hand through.
You know, is this like a torture chamber?
Well, the thing is, it's insane because circus arts is unbelievable what they will make. You know, people do aerial arts on a rope, David. Yeah. It's crazy to me. But then we have all the floor-based stuff as well, ground-based elements. You know, so we have dance and acrobatics and dance acrobatics, which is basically gymnastics. And we have flexibility and we have strength. And, you know, it's just so cool because in Golden Heart Performing Arts and in soiree, but, you know, beyond that, we really try to train like the well-rounded circus arts athlete, you know, and it really is incredible to see the growth of these folks, you know, in our 9-week quarters in the spring, our 7-week quarters in the fall. And then we have summer camps, you know, that people get to come and kind of get a little bit of everything with.
Yeah.
It's really magical.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have Taryn Porter in the studio with me, and we're talking about the winter soiree.
Yes.
We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology. Why are men so afraid of getting a vasectomy?
We now offer a minimally invasive technique for the vasectomies that really minimize the pain, in addition to offering conscious sedation right in the office that really takes the edge off. So vasectomy is no longer something that people have a lot of pain from, and you can go back to work the next day or the day after that.
Find out more about men's health with Dr. Tony Nima and Fairbanks Urology, now in their beautiful new location along with Fairbanks Clinic at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
Hoffer Glass would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'd like to thank you for your continued support throughout the years. We're your local, year-round, full-service glass, window, and door provider. We look forward to helping you with your projects. Happy holidays from your friends at Hoffer Glass.
Merry Christmas from our family down here at the radio station. to yours. We hope that your Christmas season is filled with love and that you have a fantastic and prosperous new year. This message from the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
This holiday season, you can give a gift that will last someone a lifetime. The gift of music. By gifting tickets for future concerts through the Fairbanks Concert Association, you will be giving an experience that will stay with them forever. And with so many outstanding concerts and beautiful moments remaining this season, such as Cirque Mechanics, Roseanne Cash, and Pink Martini, there is definitely a concert for everyone on your list. Go to fairbanksconcert.org and give someone you love something that will last. The gift of music and the Fairbanks Concert Association.
Weather this hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Call Long today to find out about a UV filtration and ionization system that will help reduce sick days in your workplace. 561-3044 or find out more at long.com.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for snow today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 18, winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely again tonight, lows level off around 13, overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for snow, daytime highs approaching 19. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through Wednesday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Taryn Porter in the studio with me. She is with what performing group?
Golden Heart Performing Arts.
And what are you doing?
We are promoting Winter Solstice Soiree.
What are the dates?
We begin with our school show on Wednesday, December 14th. That one's not available to the public. And then we have shows from Thursday, December 15th through Sunday, December 18th. All of those days, there's a 6 p.m. show. And then there are two 2 p.m. shows on Saturday, the 17th and Sunday, the 18th.
What is the cost for a ticket?
Adults are $30 each, and then kids who are 17 and under are only $20 each.
And we're going to give out two tickets, two free tickets to the show. And
yes, it's
anyone that they want to go to except for the student show. Or is it?
No, actually, we have some sold-out shows. So these ones are specific to an event. So the ones that we're going to give away today, and we hope you can make a date of it or bring your granddaughter or, you know, whatever, have anybody who is able to focus for a couple hours will love this show. But it is for Sunday, December 18th at 2 p.m.
Okay.
So it'll be amazing.
Close out.
Almost. Oh, this will be like the show where, this will be the show where kinks have worked out. And
I'm
then
just getting
it'll
all down correctly, aren't I?
Yes, yes.
So, Fairbanks, the first person who calls in at 907-458-TALK will be available for get these two tickets. But you have to go through my verbal challenge.
Oh, yes.
And that's right. I will give you a question.
Yes.
And depending on your success in my verbal challenge, you will pass through the next realm of getting the tickets.
I love
it. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to have some kind of effort, right?
Yeah. Because
then they'll be invested.
It's going to be, I got to think of an easy question. Like, what town do you live in?
You know what we should ask them, David, is what kind of performing arts have they ever been involved in? Whether they took something.
Nope.
Or went to a show? No?
Nope.
You don't think so?
Well, maybe went to a show, seen something.
Yeah.
You know, that's great, but I've never been involved in performing arts.
But you've seen tons of shows.
When the first time I saw your daughters was at one of their shows. It was like,
yes.
And it was like stunning, like, oh my God. So, Fairbanks, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And, basically the first person who calls is going to get the tickets, but I got to make it somewhat tough. I got to give a verbal challenge.
Yes, and it'll be such a beautiful show, Fairbanks, and this one will be a wonderful one to come to because it's our last day. So we've worked through all the kinks, and everybody at that point is happy. Well, I mean, usually we're exhausted, but we're also happy. It's this funny deliriousness that Sunday 2 p.m. show is usually amazing. And it's about a 2-hour show with an intermission where we'll have a bake sale and some other little opportunities to raise a little bit of funds and just give people a moment to step outside if they want to take a bathroom break, whatever, but they'll want to quickly get back to their seats because the show is riveting and you are literally within a foot or 3 feet from the stage.
Some performance art.
Exactly.
How long have you been involved in this?
So I was asked to co-teach the dance program that Golden Heart Performing Arts got the contract for at Barnett Magnet School when Lila was starting third grade.
Your oldest daughter.
Yes, and now she's in seventh grade. And when Camilla was starting kindergarten, and now she's in fourth grade. So, you know, I've been a coach with Golden Heart for that long. And then, you know, when we opened our new studio where we have even more space
on
in
Phillips
this
field.
Yes, off the small side. It's actually 2815 Horner Court. Mm-hmm. So off the small side of Phillips Field Road, you come around the corner right as it starts to straighten out, you take a left, you loop-de-loo around, and then that beautiful navy blue.
Loop-de-loo to the right?
Yes.
And you can't miss it.
Exactly. And we have so many classes. Our spring.
So you're in the city limits.
Yes, we are.
Maybe that's the question.
Ooh. We are in the city limits. We're in the, like, in-town industrial area. But it's been such a joy. And, you know, Mermaid Teal, as our family calls her, because, you know, she's an auntie to our kids. Mm-hmm. And she's like my little soul sister. We are so connected on so many levels. And Teal has grown up in this community, was born and raised, and been such a giant Golden Heart her own self, like since childhood. She has been involved in tons of different performing arts, but then also so many different community service elements. And when she was a student at UAF, her and a few other people created a student organization of the UAF Aerial Arts Group, you know? So they learned how to do aerial silks, and then they added stuff to that. One of the ladies that was teaching them was also a rock climber. So, you know, any of these that involve like that forearm development, hand grip strength, all work together, you know. And from that point forward, they were hooked. So then her and another one of our phenomenal coaches, Sarah Dexter, at the time was a different last name, but they purchased, or they got their business license, made Golden Heart Performing Arts an official business, and that was incredible. And then Sarah went on to pursue her incredible fashion. Our coach, Sarah Dexter, P.S. everybody, she was the valedictorian at New York City's Fashion Institute of Technology. So not only is she a phenomenal performing artist, but she's also a phenomenal fabric artist, and she is making the Magic Maker overcoats for our dance acro piece.
Wow.
So, dude, R7, because I'll wear it too, actually. So even though I'm, you know, off
you're
on the
sideline,
I'll be wearing my costume too. So eight of us have these gorgeous Sarah Dexter original, you know, pieces. Oh, it's so amazing.
So you got some very high-level local talent that has emerged, that grew up in Fairbanks and has emerged.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And some of our people started when they were little bitty. You know, like at this point now, we have classes for kids age 2 and up. I mean, that's young, you know, to get them started. But it's incredible because when they're little like that, they don't have the fear. They're usually more flexible. They're usually, you know, very rambunctious and need an outlet, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's literally, you know, you're taking kids who are bouncing off the walls and having them bounce off the walls.
Yeah, with the controlled setting, you know, so it's safe. And they're developing skills. It's nuts, David. We have some of the kids in there who might be 5, 6, 7, and they already have, like, visible muscles.
Yeah.
And this is not from unhealthy weightlifting at a wicked
natural
young age.
Strength.
Exactly.
Strength.
It's unbelievable. And the amount of flexibility that our students sometimes come in with, but then are also gaining as they go, it's just, it's so mind-blowing, and it's this whole health concept, and it's really beautiful. We also host, like, 2 to 4 First Friday shows every year, and that's a wonderful way to see all of our performers at any level, because soiree is pretty high intensity, and people do have to audition, you know, and they have to have some kind of experience of some kind to be able to bring to the table.
When I first went to the first event, everyone was in a mask.
Ugh.
And all the performers performed in a mask. I'm thinking to myself, my God, I couldn't do that with a mask on there. You know, that's lack of air intake, you know, type of thing.
And, oh, yeah.
And I'm going, these are dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
These are dedicated.
Dude, we were crushed.
Dude,
because
I'm dude. I'm the dude.
David,
I'm the Lebowski. Yes. I'm the big Lebowski. I'm the dude. Okay.
Yes.
The big L. Hey, big L.
We'll call it the big W. You're the winner.
Okay.
We still need a winner, Fairbanks, so please get
call
those phones.
Call in 907-458-TALK.
Yes, it'll be a $60 value for 2 tickets to our amazing Sunday show, please. So it's crazy because where were we at? What was it?
The daughters hanging off the curtains.
Yes. Agent. Oh, with the masks. Sorry, yep, masks. Okay, see, we've put it out of our head, right? Yeah. We're trying desperately to move forward.
We have a lack of small thought control. Masks, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So we opened this brand new studio space that Teal invested her life savings in to get the same incredible rigging that American Ninja Warrior uses.
Yeah.
I mean, there are only a handful of places in the country who are able to invest in rigging like this. And so she opened the studio, her entire life savings, everything was phenomenal. February 2020. So it
and
was.
Guess what happens in March?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was devastating. And we powered through by the grace of God and this Golden Heart community and the universe and all the like good feel vibes out there, all worked together to bring us through that year. We were diligent. We had, you know, COVID protocols. We had masking, even as they're inverted, even as we're dripping sweat. You know, there would be times I would teach, you know, two or three classes back to back and I'd have to change a mask five times, you know, because it would be drenched. But it was worth it because we made it through. Then we were supposed to have winter solstice soiree, obviously at winter solstice. And in 2020, there was another uprising of COVID cases. Yep. We had to go on a soft closure and postpone the show until the end of February 2021. But people stayed in shape.
Yep.
They stayed dedicated. They kept doing their focus and their fundraising. And we were able to put on a beautiful show in February 2021. So then we had our another one, you know, in December 2021. And that was awesome. Amazing. And then now we're having our December 2022, you know, so.
I'm always amazed at, first of all, I walk into your facility and I look at the structural integrity of that apparatus.
Yeah.
I mean, basically it's an 18 foot high steel engineered system.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think it's a different metal, but I don't want to say the wrong
light,
one.
Light,
but it's,
strong, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but it's,
almost
but it's
not titanium, but it's something similar.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
And it has all these rigging points on it, and many of them are like mobile rigging points. So, you know, they have a little bit of give to them. And then some are like hardened rigging points. So those ones are very structured, you know, but it's really cool to see the difference in how they perform at the different rigging points.
And then, you know, underneath it all, you have all these pads in case someone falls.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been me. Bam.
Yes, we have.
Get up, David, do it again.
We have our trusty crash mats, you know. And then we actually are very lucky because Teal invested in this special acro flooring for upstairs for our dance room, our acro level area. We also do like partner acrobatics, which is so cool. So when we say circus arts, I mean, we literally have such a range of circus arts. But our acro floor upstairs is about 2 inches thick, and it's real intense matting. So you have incredible support.
You know, I always compare us to Anchorage. You're not going to find this in Anchorage.
I don't think so. I mean, there are some beautiful aerial places in Alaska, in the state of Alaska.
But this is the top one.
Oh my gosh. It was the original one for sure, and we love it.
We're taking a phone call before we go into our commercial break.
Oh, yay, winner.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Kurt.
Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
This is the verbal challenge, Kurt. What's your first name?
Kurt.
Kurt, okay.
You're in the city. I've been listening. But
I've been... Yay.
What we're going to do is Taryn's going to give you her phone number.
Yes, I am. So my phone number, Kurt, please write.
Hold on.
Okay, yes.
Like I said, I was driving.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, your phone number is?
Okay, 907-978-3136. And we have two tickets to the Sunday, December 18th, 2 p.m. show for you. And you can either bring an adult guest or a guest under the age of 17. And I need you to please give me either a phone call or a text with your names and the ages so we know if it's a child ticket or an adult ticket. And then we'll get you connected with your tickets.
Super.
So, Kurt, have you ever been to one of these before?
I have not.
But you're going to be impressed, and you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to be saying, I'm glad I was the first caller.
Yes.
I am glad. Thank you.
You have a great day, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for calling.
And Fairbanks, we're going to take a break here. I'm going to leave you with some bumper music. David Bowie and Fame. Remember,
yes.
I don't choose this.
We love David Bowie. Heck, I would have chose it.
Obviously, I'm overridden. And we're going to go in some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, and some weather. And we'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Supreme Court hearing over 2 hours of arguments today involving Lori Smith, a web designer from Colorado, over free speech versus LGBTQ rights.
And these nine justices really struggled with where to draw the line on this issue. This is a First Amendment case. The business owner here says she has plenty of LGBTQ clients. She is happy to serve them and do business with them. What she doesn't want to do is put her name on a custom-crafted website for a same-sex ceremony.
Fox's Shannon Bream outside the Supreme Court. The White House is keeping tabs on a situation in North Carolina where tens of thousands are without power after two substations were damaged by weekend gunfire.
We're going to continue to watch this investigation as it unfolds. We're supporting local law enforcement and local officials as appropriate.
John Kirby of the National Security Council. The FBI has joined the investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minder reports that Santa's Helpers is ready to accept names of Fairbanks area families in need this holiday season. The referral time is open until December 14th. Families must live in Fairbanks, Fort Wainwright, North Pole, Eielson Air Force Base, Salcha, or Nenana. You can apply online at santashelpersalaska.com. That's santashelpersalaska.com. Volunteers work all year to make sure no one is left out during the upcoming holiday season, and now activity has really shifted into high gear. This community program has been ongoing for more than 60 years and originally began as Santa's Clearinghouse at the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. Food and gift boxes will be delivered on December 18th to families in need. Santa's Helpers will also help families in need in the city of Nenana again this season. UAF Athletics has erected a giving tree at the Patty Center for donations to Santa's Helpers, and the Teddy Bear Toss is December 10th at the Carlson Center during the Governor's Cup. Santa's Helpers headquarters are located at Fairbanks Nissan on South Cushman.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Silver Gulch has always been a Fairbanks favorite, and they're happy to announce they're open again. Thursday through Sunday, Silver Gulch, always a Fairbanks favorite in historic downtown Fox.
Arctic RV is a proud sponsor of Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for the latest news and conversation in the world of guns and your Second Amendment rights. Arctic RV helps their customers exercise their personal freedoms by getting out to play in Alaska and staying there longer. Although they are closed for now, they reopen this spring on April 3rd. Alaska plays rough, so rough it in style with Arctic RV. Listen in every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But more specifically, let it snow 3 or more inches on Christmas Eve, and Renewal by Andersen will give you free replacement windows. This is Chris Dunn, the local owner, and with this year's wet winter forecast, we expect to give away a lot of free windows. Make your appointment and purchase before December 16th. And if it snows 3 or more inches on Christmas Eve in Anchorage, all the windows you purchased will be free. But if we don't get snow, you'll still save $379 on windows and save $579 on patio doors. And with our Smart Pay programs, don't pay anything for a year. With Renewal by Andersen, get your windows for free if it snows on Christmas Eve. Make your appointment and purchase before December 16th. Call Renewal by Andersen, 885-3100. 885-3100. That's 885-3100. Visit snowywindows.com for terms and details.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. I'm in the studio here with Taryn Porter, and there's one word that I describe Taryn as, and she doesn't know this, and the term is focused.
Oh.
When you do something, you are focused.
Thank you, David.
Very focused. And this event that you're putting on, you know, you've been, basically, you have maybe an off 2 weeks between the end of the show and the first of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Then you start building up for the next show.
Yes, we do.
And you start focusing on it.
Yes. And we have our spring semester classes, which are broken into two quarters, 9-week quarters, that are giving opportunities for new students, for returning students to like develop those little skills. And we are promoting.
And you focus on them. Growing.
Oh, big time. We want growth. There is like specific assessments for most of our classes are labeled either like level one, level two, level three. And there are critical assessments that kids or students have to pass before they move to the next
this
level.
This is no verbal easy challenge.
That's true. Yeah.
So you know, David Bruce in there. What's your name?
you're doing legitimate like checklists. Yeah. You know, do you have baby diaper? Do you have, you know, Peter Pan? All these various, you know, aerial moves. And then in acrobatics, it's like, do you have your tuck, your pike, your straddle? Can you do your presses? Can you do your handstands? Can
Before
you do
you
your cartwheels?
Yep.
Yeah, your rolls, the different kinds of rolls. And so it's incredible too, because on the flip side, even though that might sound intimidating, we also have people come in who have never done anything.
Yeah.
And then they're ready, they're eager, they want to spend some time and effort on themselves, you know, build their emotional well-being, their physical well-being.
Their core.
And this, yes, their core strength. And this is such a perfect place to do it, you know. And we have this like no judgment zone. We have this gorgeous facility. It's almost like a family. Literally, you come in. I mean, of course, all of us coaches and like the returning students, definitely Golden Heart Performing Arts family. But literally, you walk in as a brand new person and you are almost immediately feeling as if you are part of a family. It is such a cool environment.
Your event, it's a serious production. What's your theme?
Giant. This year's theme, it does change every year. So this year's theme is Traveling Vintage Circus, which has been so exciting for us as coaches to choreograph to choose what our different characters are going to be.
Yeah.
We have some folks who are like the little ballerina dolls from a music box. We have some that are puppets and puppeteers. We have hypnotist hula.
How many DJs or MCs or, you know, music people productions you got involved in this?
Okay, so we have one phenomenal disc jockey. He is DJ Double X, who is our dear friend Dan Socha.
Yeah,
and he is great.
You know, I got to remember his stage name. I'm Double X.
Yes, exactly.
but I go by Dan.
Exactly. Well, and Dan is such a rad dude. Also, like,
he's another dude. I thought I was the dude.
You are the dude.
I'm the Big Lebowski.
Dan is another of
he's
the
He's a rad
dudes.
Dude. He's, yeah. he's rad dude.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he has such a phenomenal like intuition for music, you know, and he blends, like literally having the live disc jockey adds so much more element to the show, because you're not just pushing play on the performer's piece. You have music that ties each piece together. You have this ambient music that goes like before the show and during intermission and after the show. And Dan does literally music magic. So that's our DJ, DJ Double X.
What shows are available for tickets still? Because you've already sold out some shows.
I know.
Never ask a question you don't know the answer to, David.
Yes. Well, sadly, so I know for a fact Friday 6 p.m. and Saturday 6 p.m. are sold out.
Yeah.
I know for a fact the Wednesday show, that's a school show, so it's only for Chinook Montessori
School. So you still probably in the afternoons, 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday probably.
Yes, and then I believe our Thursday the 15th show and our Sunday the 18th show at 6 p.m. I believe those are the two.
To the 15th
yes,
show.
You are. That's what our family is doing. I'm so excited to have you guys for opening night. So I apologize, Fairbanks. I don't know the exact dates that are still available.
But they can give a call and find out.
But they can absolutely call. Yes, and our Golden Heart Performing Arts phone number, which I am slowly getting to. So with the Traveling Vintage Circus, going back to this, it's so exciting because, you know, we have such a huge range. Like, my dance acrobats are actually magic makers, which just seemed funner
traveling
to choreograph
vintage,
than magicians.
Traveling Vintage Circus.
Yes. So, you know, you
that
have contortionists.
Of, yeah.
You have aerial artists. You have trapeze artists.
You have a Dalmatian?
Dude, the Dalmatian could probably pop in and be part of it.
Yeah.
It is so cool. As
they're known to be with circuses.
There's supposed to be a human cannon. There's so many amazing elements. Yeah. So my two daughters are in two pieces each, as well. If uh-huh. not, Lila might be, her character might be used in another piece. But they are in an aerial sling piece together, which is very exciting to see them perform together. And then
no
Camilla,
sibling rivalry there.
No sibling rivalry there. They're partners
yeah,
in that one.
Me
which
and
is
my brothers,
cool.
we would have been throwing left hooks up on the silks.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, let's
I
see
bet.
You fall, buddy.
yeah, we're not going to invite the
we're
Cruise
boys,
brothers.
Yeah, we were yeah, boys. Guys, yeah, we were such boys.
you could probably be in the partner acro yeah. class because that requires
oh,
the rowdiness.
Man.
But with Cammy, she has a dance trapeze piece as well, which is very exciting. And then Lila has an aerial silks piece with one of her dear friends, Rose, and they have this phenomenal choreography that they've been working on, and it's super amazing. And that is a puppeteer piece, so it's very like enticing and rad to see the growth of that character. But we have even, like, you know, when you say traveling vintage circus, you think juggling, you think, you know, all these magical elements that used to be part of circus art shows.
Yeah.
And we're trying to bring as many of those in. And so we have so many phenomenal performers and people who are partnering. Let's go back for one quick second. The Golden Heart Performing Arts main phone line is 909-699-8522.
699-8522.
Yep. 699-8522. Absolutely. And they can call or text that phone number. And then our address is 2815 Horner Court, mm-hmm. where we house both Golden Heart Performing Arts and our Lumi Coffee Bar.
Ooh.
And the Lumi Coffee Bar is where we're doing our ticket sales. So we're normally
come in,
open.
Buy some Joe.
Yes.
Let's talk about the coffee bar real
yes,
fast.
Yes, sounds good.
That's a new addition.
Yes.
And, you know, whatever you guys do, it's always top quality and special. I mean.
Thank you.
It just is. There's no, it's focused.
Yeah.
It's like you. It is focused.
Thank you. Yes, it is literally everything Teal puts her heart into. If she has a vision, she does not just try to make that vision a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
She goes above and beyond and sets that dream and does the work, has the partnerships to make the dream come true. And when you talk about like best of the best, she purchased this Slayer espresso machine that was, you know, crazy because it was the best of the best, you know, and it pulls these incredibly smooth espresso shots. She also really encourages folks to take an experience at Lumi different than you would from, say, a different coffee shop, you know.
Relax,
drive-in.
Enjoy,
exactly.
Bring a friend,
yes. So there's this
visit.
Yes. There's this Swedish word called fika, which David was joking about, you know.
No, we're not going there. We're not going there. No, not on the air.
Fika is FIKA, and it is a Swedish word that basically means you come together in person with your friends or your loved ones, and you step out of regular world and you be present in that time together. You take a moment to breathe and enjoy your beverage and talk about your lives and really connect on a person-to-person scale. And those kind of connections, those interhuman connections, benefit you through the rest of the day, through the rest of that week. You know, it keeps those friendships alive. It's really magical. So come to Lumi Coffee Bar and have a fika with a friend. And the cool thing about the Lumi Coffee Bar, too, is, you know, Teal wants to live within our limits. And so we have a limited menu of about 6 different drinks every month. Mm-hmm. But they're really cool drinks. Like their house chai is just like so amazing. That was a November one. In the summer, they'll literally have like magic fairy lemonades and David glitter, but like edible glitter, healthy, natural, even organic, I'm sure. But like the lemonade came to me purple and swirling with glitter, David. And you
I
know
love,
I was like jumping up and
lemonade.
Down.
I love homemade lemonade.
You
I
would
really
love
do.
It. Oh,
I'm
it
there.
Was so good. So
I'm
in the
there.
Summer. For sure.
Yeah.
But so every month, Lumi is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And today we had to close for, you know, prepping for our show and stuff, but we'll be back open tomorrow. And Kurt, if you're still listening, we'll be sending you to Lumi to get your tickets, but that's after I connect with you. So, you know, I can get your name and the ages and all that. But it is...
Don't blow her off, Kurt. I know
yes,
your name.
Yes, please go,
I know
please.
Your name, Kurt.
We want you to experience
don't
this
Don't be
magic.
A Dave, Kurt. Don't be a Dave.
Oh, and going back to our partnerships. So, you know, we have the most phenomenal incredible dear friend slash brother of ours, Dan Socha, DJ Double X. But then we also have two different sound production companies, sound and light production companies, who work together. So we have Sound Reinforcement Systems, owned by Josh Bennett, who is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then you have Alaska Universal Productions, who's owned by John Huff, and he is phenomenal. He's also our landlord. So we love him for many reasons. But these guys also do not do anything like half effort. They go full on, beyond what you would ever expect. So the lights in Golden Heart during these soiree shows are just like mesmerizing. The sound quality is unbelievable. It's as if you're going to a high level concert.
But also, think about the performers and what they get to enjoy with that level of quality.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what, you know, that's what, you know, you're not giving them rinky dink.
No.
They're getting the best of the best that's available.
And to be on a stage that is that close to the audience, you know?
So basically your daughters are ruined.
Because they're having the best experiences ever.
And so after this, you know, they're going to be going to New York Broadway and go, this is second rate. What's going on here? Come on, pick it up.
I love that comparison. I mean, that's what we strive for. You know, we strive for the audience to leave there just blown away. Yeah, we want
I
them.
Did. Yes. First time I was there, bam. You know, and it was my idea. You guys got to be on my show.
Yes, thank you.
I called you this again.
Yes, to start this TNT thing again. And yes, we have you in spirit, Teal. So it's so cool to have that firsthand experience to hear the person, to see on their face, literally like eyes wide, bewildered, the fact that aerialists can do the things that they're doing. And some of these drops, David, are like 12 feet dropping.
I've seen it.
Oh my gosh. And our girls
unwrapping, you know, coming down.
Exactly. And our girls are, you know, really building their skill level sets too. So they're doing these crazy drops nowadays that Ben and I are just like we hold our breath, you know, like when they do it, and it blows our minds.
Ben's the father of Camilla, Cammy, and Lila.
Yes.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Karen Porter in the studio. Excuse me, Taryn Porter, not Karen.
My girls would like to argue with you and say they call me Karen, which is ridiculous.
Oh, boy. I'd lose that argument with them. We'll be back after these messages, and we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, if you have a question or a thought.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Freeze your fat away without surgery or downtime with CoolSculpting, an FDA-approved, non-surgical, cool way to treat muffin top, belly fat, bra, leg, and chin fat. The only CoolSculpting in Interior Alaska is Solstice Medicine and Wellness. From your chin to your legs, don't just fight the fat, freeze it. CoolSculpting makes fitting into your favorite fashions an attainable goal. You owe it to yourself to look your best. Call for your free consultation. Call Solstice Medicine and Wellness, 907-456-6334, 907-456-6334. 6334.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska, because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family, it's an experience.
This holiday season, you can give a gift that will last someone a lifetime. The gift of music. By gifting tickets for future concerts through the Fairbanks Concert Association, you will be giving an experience that will stay with them forever. And with so many outstanding concerts and beautiful moments remaining this season, such as Cirque Mechanics, Roseanne Cash, and Pink Martini, there is definitely a concert for everyone on your list. Go to fairbanksconcert.org and give someone you love something that will last. The gift of music and the Fairbanks Concert Association.
KFAR weather.
High temperatures reach up to 18 today under overcast skies with a chance of snow. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, snow likely, lows around 13. Chance for snow tomorrow, highs around 19. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through Wednesday. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here with Taryn Porter discussing the winter soiree, the extravaganza that it is, the production that it takes, the theme, the location, the times, the cost, the 55 people who are in it,
yes,
all in 2 hours.
Yes. And there's about 22 to 24 acts in that time period. It's amazing.
And it's basically, it's for open to the public from the December 15th to December 18th.
Yes, sir.
You have productions, yep, of those 4 days, and one, and your first production is for students.
Yes, so we technically have 7 shows in 5 days, and then the ones that are open to the public are...
But what always gets me about your group is it's just not about this. You do the summer... yoga or...
Oh, yeah, the Alaska Yoga Festival,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, out at Esther Park.
Yep.
You know, I've highlighted that. I've been out there and seen it. Thank God you had a beer garden for me.
Yeah, Goldie's Alaska.
Where else in the world do you go except Esther, Alaska by your group and yes, seeing a yoga, you know, extravaganza? And there's a beer garden for people like
yes,
me.
Yes, that's awesome.
I mean, I was going... They know me well. I'm not into yoga, but I'm here, you know.
But I'll get a beer and enjoy the sun.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, and it's so cool,
and all the views, you know, what the heck, you
exactly,
know. Dirty old man Dave, oh, yeah. Have
so
a beer?
Funny.
Oh, okay.
Well, and it's so cool with the Alaska Yoga Fest because that is, you know, a full gamut on the schedule of stuff that ranges from absolute beginner, you've never done a yeah, yoga thing ever, all the way to like deep, you know, meditative breathing,
yeah,
to fun elements. I've taught dance at that before. So yeah, those the Alaska Yoga Fest is so phenomenal. And yes, keep your ears and eyes open for wherever the location will be this summer. Last summer, Teal took it down to Anchorage,
yeah,
and it was at Kincaid Park. And so this summer, I don't know if it's coming back to Fairbanks or if it's going to be in
maybe
another
the
location.
Kenai,
yeah,
who knows,
something.
Palmer.
Yes.
Yeah, but I was just duly impressed, you know, this watching that production too. Yep. Whatever you guys do, it's well thought out. It's a class act production.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, in the Alaska Yoga, you had instructors from the United Lower 48, Anchorage.
Absolutely.
Different styles, different types.
Yes.
We
even had like veteran, like specialty veteran yoga.
Yeah.
We had laughter yoga. I mean, you know, restorative things, yeah, that are healing through trauma work.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. And then at our studio too, we will often showcase specialty workshops. So, you know, we're talking about like the dirty stuff. Normally when I am physically able, one of my specialty workshops is sassy, sweaty, and sexy movement with Mama T. And it's for ages 18 and older. And it is an absolute blast. And that's a 2-hour workshop, and you leave with your own jingle skirt, and it's like such a blast. And, you know, we'll be doing those again too. And then we have technique workshops. You know, sometimes Teal will bring in visiting circus artists, you know, to teach, you know, specialty stuff. It just is unbelievable. And then Teal's capacity, she has about 100 different classes under her belt,
mm-hmm,
that she could just bust out at any time. And, you know, we're like,
it all started with rock climbing.
For her,
yeah,
well, hers was, it actually all started at UAF near the rock climbing wall, where they were interested because they saw,
yeah,
this lady, you know, with all these wonderful skills. And then they were like, can we do aerial silks with you?
Yeah.
Learned. It was amazing. They flourished. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So any of those like suspended arts can kind of cross paths. If you're a rock climber out there and you're curious to do some aerial art, then come and take a drop-in class or even be brave and register for a 9-week class. In fact, we have a number of incredible classes that we're offering for this next 9-week semester or 9-week quarter.
When does it start?
So it starts on January 9th. That's a Monday.
What am I going to tell you? You're going to take 2 weeks off, then you start right after
exactly,
the first year. There you go.
Yep. So January 9th through March 11th will be our third quarter 9-week session.
So basically, your off season is from the week before Christmas to the week after Christmas. That's your off season.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Sorry to interrupt, but just those just,
yes.
You know, I just thought of that.
Just to keep it going, yes, yeah. All year round. And we range from intro to aerial classes. That's where somebody would begin if they've never done aerial, yeah. Classes. That's where they would begin, all the way to level 3, like super intensity ones. There's, we have ground-based classes that range on Mondays. I teach 3 back-to-back classes, and we have such a blast with them. So we do Dance Your Heart Out at 4 p.m. on Mondays. We do a dance acrobatics level 1 class, which is basically like gymnastics, but level 1, you know, so you could come in with, mm-hmm. Limited skills or barely any dance and it would be totally fine. That's at 5:15 to 6:15. And then one of mine that is very near and dear to my heart is Deep Stretch. And that class goes from 6:30 to 7:30. And I promise you, if you come to that class, you will leave that class rejuvenated, oxygenated, way more flexible, just really zenned out, ready to take that breath and tackle the rest of your week. So, so those are just mine, but
sort
we
like
have
the
like
hot yoga.
30 something where yeah. you have like a different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with Deep Stretch though, just to verify, like you can come in tired. You can come in like, oh my gosh, I'm frazzled from my week. And you're not having to do say like drench and sweat class, mm-hmm. but you have a full body experience in that 60 plus minutes, and you're able to leave there just like, whoa, I feel way better. And you can get out of your head and, be present. And it's really amazing. We even added some really cool ones tying on to this vintage traveling circus soiree show. We added a couple other coaches to our team. And so we have like a juggling class with our wonderful friend Nadav. And that is on Wednesdays at 5:15. We have a hula hoop class with our wonderful friend Devin. That will be on Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. We have all of our normal acrobatics classes and aerial classes, but we're also expanding. We even have some specific men's classes. There's a men's aerial class on Mondays at 7:15. There is adult partner acrobatics with Luke at 7:15 on Wednesdays. Sorry, I didn't say that men's aerial is on Tuesdays,
Okay.
So it's so cool because we have such a huge range. And then another really fun way to utilize our Golden Heart space, even if you're not ready to take a 9-week class, we offer every week on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. And sometimes that time can fudge a little, like a little bit later or maybe even on a Sunday, but the normal time is Saturdays from 4 to 6. We encourage folks to book a private party, and it can be aerial focused, it can be ground-based focused, but it's up to 12 participants, including the birthday person or whoever's coordinating it, and they get an hour of instruction, they get a fun warm-up, and then they get their time to have their little party. And it is undeniably such a memorable experience for everybody. The birthday person usually leaves just absolutely jubilant. Everybody's like, I learned all these tricks. And
that's a great way to have a birthday party.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's contained and it's in a beautiful space. And it's about
it's different
three...
and it's new and it's fun and it's
exactly.
active.
Yes, it's wonderful. And that for that 2-hour session, including that class for all 12 participants, like $300. So it's manageable. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Especially when you think all the time and effort and funds you would put into
it. Coming at home, everyone singing happy birthday, have the cake, things like that. You bring them to a contained environment where they really have interaction.
Oh, yeah. And develop that. When you see these kids and adults to gain these skills, even one new skill, their chest is open higher. Their forehead is out. Their eyes are up. Their smile is bigger. They are literally growing that golden heart out, and they can leave the studio more confident, more capable, more body aware. Because that's another thing that Teal and all of us coaches really emphasize is body awareness, biofeedback, being able to really develop that core strength so that you can control your moves rather than, just work from momentum where you are going through your whole long lines, like your long straight legs into pointed toes, that sort of thing. So that's another beautiful element of our studio is we're safety focused.
1 minute left, finish up. When's the soiree dates?
We have shows available for the public to purchase tickets from Thursday, December 15th through Sunday, December 18th. pretty please get your tickets as soon as possible because many of the shows are already sold out. We are super excited to share this phenomenal magic with you guys. Vintage Traveling Circus Winter Solstice Soiree at Golden Heart Performing Arts. It has been a joy to be on air with you, David. Thank you so much for your promotion and your sponsorship and your support. Just, we love it so much. So the TNT show was just one of us teased today, but our other one is here with us in spirit.
You had me at hi, David.
I love you. I love you so much.
I'm the walking, marshmallow.
You're so funny. We love you. We just love to squeeze you and have you be part of this. And really, it is such a magical experience for everybody. So please come.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Taryn, always great to be with you. You're a repeat offender.
That's
a great classification.
I'll take it.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you on Friday. Tomorrow is Craig Campo. Wednesday is Mike Prox, and I'll be back on Friday. You have a great day.
Thank you.